Castro-Qaeda helps U.S. advance agenda. Former Cuban President Fidel Castro says al-Qaeda terrorists have been engineered in order to advance the Bush administration's agenda. In an essay published on Sunday, Castro said the terrorist group was born from the empire's own entrails, using the term empire to refer to the United States. After the September 11th attacks, the Bush administration vowed to capture al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, who has reportedly taken responsibility for the deadly attacks on U.S. soils. Al-Qaeda is a typical example of an enemy that the hegemonic power dangles in a place of its choosing where it needs to justify its actions, as it has done throughout its history, fabricating enemies and attacks destined to strengthen its plans of domination, the former Cuban leader argued. According to Castro, the American public has been misled by the U.S. government about the real extent of the terrorist attacks in 2001. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has also suggested that Washington could have been somehow involved in the planning of the attacks. In the aftermath of the attacks, the White House launched the War on Terror in a bid to disband al-Qaeda. While many civilians have been killed since the 2001 invasions of Afghanistan, followed by the 2003 invasion of Iraq, the U.S. has failed to achieve its objectives in the region. A Central Intelligence Agency CIA program called Operation Cyclone is reportedly responsible for the creation of the terrorist group, when the CIA funded native Afghan militants in the conflict with the Soviet Union. The al-Qaeda leader is reportedly planning a new terror attack against the U.S. as President-elect Barack Obama takes office from the incumbent president, George W. Bush. Earlier this month, a source close to the group claimed that bin Laden is supervising preparations for another attack which will be far greater than those of 9/11. U.S. Vice President-elect Joe Biden had warned in October that Obama would face an international crisis early in his